Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
Why does God give prophecy? If you ask many Christians, they will say things like, well, to know what's ahead, to be ready for it. And some will even say, to convert people to the truth. And those all are reasons that God does give prophecy in part or in whole. But is that the main reason or the main reasons that God gives prophecy and uses this modality to communicate with us? He says in Isaiah 42:9, I declare new things before they spring forth. Now let's look in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, and see what does God reveal in prophecy. Amos 3, 7, if you'll join me there. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He reveals His secret unto His servants, the prophets. So God connects with humanity through prophets. And so you have prophets such as Moses and Samuel and Jeremiah, just to name several, who wrote extensively or were written about extensively, in Samuel's case, that delineated what God's instructions were and what prophecies He gave to those prophets. Why did He do that? And why does He do that? Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Does He tell prophets for them just to keep it to themselves? Or is there a wider purpose that God speaks through prophets? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So write it on tables so that people can read and respond to what is told, what is going to happen, what is the Lord doing in the future. What is His purpose revealed in the prophecy? Jesus wants to connect with us through His Word. Prophecy foretells how God works His plan to reveal His true character to the universe and to deal with the sin problem. Over 60 prophecies point to Jesus at His first advent and show His character traits, how what He would be like, and ultimately that He would be rejected by His own people. And yet the character of God comes through that He says, reject me, I love you still. Prophecy reveals God's love. What a love. Reject me. Still, I love you. That's the kind of God I want to know and to share with others. How about you? Amen. How encouraging to have a God who loves us. He made us. He is our Redeemer. And He wants back and will be coming back very soon. We see the signs around us telling us that the day of Jesus Christ is fast approaching. Prophecy develops faith. Let's turn to John chapter 13, verse 19. John chapter 13, verse 19. Now I tell you, before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am. You may believe that I am. The setting is in verses 17 in verse 18, Jesus revealed that according to Scripture, someone would betray him. And Judas, he's reaching out to Judas, whose heart says, I know what you're doing. Scripture reveals it. And I love you still. Repent while you still can. And his message goes out the same today. Repent while you can. Time is running out. And Judas decided he had a better way. He didn't respond to Jesus' invitation to develop his faith in who Jesus is and what Jesus' purpose was in coming to earth the first time. And so, when his plan unraveled, instead of responding in faith, Judas gave up his life. He took his own life. He would not allow Christ to develop his faith. One of the main purposes of prophecy is to develop our faith. Where do we gain faith? Romans 12:3 tells us that God has given to all a measure of faith. Now, how do we obtain that faith? Let's turn to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So hearing God's Word, especially prophecy, is to develop our faith, to give us and cultivate our faith. And who is the greatest fulfillment of prophecy? Jesus. He fulfilled prophecy for the first advent. He is fulfilling prophecies towards the second advent, and he will fulfill all that he has prophesied. Faith is more than belief. For what does James 2:19 tell us? The devils believe and tremble. So they have belief, but their works oppose their belief. God intends that good works of faith be done in us by the power of Jesus Christ, and this was the purpose for which God has made us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. This is the intimate connection that God desires to have with each one of us. That the works that we do, the life that we live, is a living witness for Jesus Christ living within us. And so the message goes out both in word and in life. Peter had a similar experience to Judas. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 34 and 35. Matthew 26, 34 and 35. Jesus said unto him, speaking to Peter, verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow, you shall deny me thrice. Peter said to him, though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you. Likewise said all the disciples. So he was not alone in this. All said they would not deny, they would not abandon him. But Peter specifically was told by Jesus, you will deny me three times before the rooster crows. And Peter said, no, I won't. Jesus prophesied personally to Peter, this will happen. Peter said, no, it won't. And just a few hours later, the very prophecy that Jesus made came true. And Peter realized, Jesus loves me. Even with my weak faith and my flawed character, and it broke his heart, and he went out and wept bitterly. In true repentance and his belief that he had to that point was turning to real faith. And his life began to greatly change after that experience. Prophecy is to develop our faith. Jesus used that experience to teach us the ultimate purpose of prophecy. That takes us back to this morning's scripture text, 2 Peter 1, verses 16 through 21. Let's look there again. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. Let's first consider verses 16 through 18. Peter is recounting here the experience that they had, Peter, James, and John, the three disciples, with Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration. And he said, "We both saw it and we heard it. We were witnesses." Then in verse 19, he starts that verse saying, "But we have a more sure word of prophecy." Actually, there's not a but in there. He just continues right along. "We have a more sure word of prophecy." And there's an important principle there. Our senses are to be subordinate to the Word of God. And that is particularly important, friends, in the times in which we live. Because what was Jesus' first warning in looking toward the end of time? I heard some of you say it, "Take heed that you are not deceived." And our senses are going to be attacked. Not simply attacked, but inundated with temptations to believe things that are not in harmony with God's Word. So this principle, prophecy, is superior to what our senses tell us. Indeed, all God's Word is superior to our senses, and our senses must come subordinate to God's Word. Looking in verses 20 and 21, "Knowing this first, no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as moved by the Holy Ghost." So you and I, we're going to bring our bias, our preference to the biblical interpretation. We're going to want to interpret the Bible naturally for our own benefit. And God says no. Prophecy is not subject to private interpretation. The author of the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, inspired it through prophets to record for our benefit. And the same Holy Spirit is to teach us how to understand and interpret prophecy, indeed all Scripture. Now let's go back to verse 19. What does the rest of the verse say after we have a more sure word of prophecy? It says, "Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart." Let's ponder that verse for a few moments. What is prophecy capable and intended to do? Lead us out of darkness until the day star arises where? in the eastern sky, in our hearts. The Bible refers to the heart frequently, and it's the desires of our mind, even more than the intellect. Do we want Jesus Christ? Do we want to be guided by the Holy Spirit? Do we want to do His will? Prophecy is given to help our characters become like Jesus Christ. That is ultimately what God is doing and working to do in and through the plan of salvation, is to transform you and I from carnal hearts to loving hearts that will seek to do the will of God naturally because we continue to look to Him for all our guidance, motivation, and strength, indeed, our very lives. Do you want Jesus' character today? I know I do. It is my greatest need, Christ to be in me, the hope of glory. To love even those who despise or hate me. This is what God is giving us the opportunity and gives us the power to experience. And this prophecies are a primary way in which He does this. And so it's very important that Jesus be in the center of all the prophecies that we share, because He is indeed the subject of prophecies and the fulfillment of prophecy. I'd like to share with you about Scott and Brandy. They were looking for people with God's character, with the character of Jesus Christ. And they were praying for guidance. God, we want to find and be a part of Your true church. And they visited this church, several churches, and they would spend time in each church to find out, do they teach according to the Word of God? And they had excellent experiences. The people were friendly, yet they yearned for truth because they kept finding principles, practices that were not biblical. Truth and error mixed. They kept praying. Now, Scott does a fair amount of driving in his work, and one day he tuned his radio and found 97.9 FM, Strong Tower Radio, out of Newberry. And he started listening, and he was amazed at what he was hearing. And so he shared it with his wife, Brandy, and she started listening. And she was also amazed, and they were just soaking it up. Things they'd never heard before. Prophecy, God's law, the Sabbath, hellfire, death, more truths that they'd never heard. And they were thinking, wow, is this God's true church? They began to share. They were impressed to share with their present church family these new truths that they were hearing. And they did not find the same excitement that they had. There was just not the interest. But they kept sharing. And God was preparing them for a transition, because God arranged shortly thereafter for them to encounter Alyssa, who was at a regional state fair at a local Seventh-day Adventist, is a group of Seventh-day Adventist churches that had a booth. And she was there working this booth, and Scott and Brandy came up to her and started sharing the joy of listening to Strong Tower Radio and how they were looking for a local Seventh-day Adventist church to attend. And Alyssa talked with them further and realized, wow, they live right down close to the church I attend. And so she invited them as her guests that next Sabbath, which they were glad to be. And they began attending both the Seventh-day Adventist church and the first-day church that they had been attending for a while, just for a few weeks, and kept sharing or trying to share the truths that they were hearing and learning. And they met with more and more resistance. And so it was with sadness that they reached the decision that they would have to leave the first day church that they were attending. But it was with great joy that they joined the Seventh-day Adventist church and a new church family. And we praise the Lord for their joining God's remnant church and the part that Strong Tower Radio had in their conversion. Friends, that's why Strong Tower Radio broadcasts so many prophecy sermons. God raised up this ministry as a tool to spread the everlasting gospel through proclamation, the three angels' messages, so that a dying world can hear the truth while they still have opportunity, and lives are being changed. There are several right now in northern Michigan, the lower peninsula, who are taking Bible studies with local Seventh-day Adventist pastors because of listening to Strong Tower Radio just for a few months. There's a listener in the Grand Rapids area who wants to become a Seventh-day Adventist. She called and requested baptism after the coronavirus quarantine time period is over. And amazingly, it all started from listening to your story hour. We praise the Lord that even your story hour is reaching adults, not just children. Never underestimate the power of a meaningful story, especially in this day and age when so much entertainment is truly worthless. We have another listener in the Lansing area who just after several months is praying whether God wants him to become a Seventh-day Adventist. So God is changing lives through Strong Tower Radio. And you are a part of that. For Strong Tower Radio is simply a tool in your hands to expand your witness beyond your immediate circle of influence to a much greater circle of influence. And we need those tools because there's a great population base and we aren't going to reach them all face to face. We need a force multiplier to help us reach more people quickly. And we praise the Lord for Strong Tower Radio and for your support of Strong Tower Radio. Will you join me in continuing to support Strong Tower Radio with your gifts, whether one time or monthly pledges? Some of you have an envelope that came with your bulletins. For those of you who do not, they're next to the offering plate there in the back of the church. And inside the flap, you'll find a place where you can mark either a one-time gift or a monthly covenant partnership. And as God impresses you, I ask you to fill out that card. Or if you're not clear, take it home, pray over it. Ask God what He would have you to do to become a monthly covenant partner with Strong Tower Radio. If you are already, I thank you for your support and your not only finances, but prayers, for we are in great need of prayer. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. I thank you for your gracious invitation to be here. Do keep Strong Tower Radio in your prayers. We have many opportunities that are before us, and we need the Lord's guidance in how to best proceed. And so, I ask for your prayers on behalf of Strong Tower Radio, and let us pray, if you'll bow your heads with me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together, and I thank you for Strong Tower Radio and the work that you are doing in and through this ministry. I pray for your continued provision and guidance, and that you will strengthen and expand Strong Tower Radio's ability and power through your Holy Spirit. Bless the listeners, bless the supporters, that they may experience your life-changing power. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you are a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.